One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
An expression of angst. Welcome to We Didn't Read It.
Hey.
Things look different. Something's off.
Try to guess who's new and who's where.
This is a mainly audio format, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Okay, so Aiden is here today. Hey,
hey guys. Hey.
Aiden, where were you?
I was in London.
Oh, how was that?
For a while. It was great.
Where did you go while you were abroad?
All the different countries. Everyone's, is that what you're asking?
You name countries and we'll tell you if we've heard of them.
Italy.
I heard of that one.
Good one.
France.
I heard of that one.
Not familiar.
Amsterdam.
Been there.
Julia was there while you were not there.
Julia, you went to Europe and you didn't even see me.
I was in Amsterdam.
I was too, but much later. I went on the weekend of 420.
Okay. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, then there would be 24, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, 24. Because they do the day and then the month.
Oh, okay. Did you like Amsterdam?
It's an evil city.
What does that mean?
There are three evil cities in Europe.
Top three evil cities. Go.
Prague is the most evil city in the world.
Can you explain what you mean?
If you go to Prague, you know.
Okay, number two.
Such an inside joke.
I will explain.
Okay.
That was my intro sentence. Prague is evil because it's all castles and churches and like it's medieval. It's mid and it's evil.
Medieval.
It's cool.
Yeah. Shit. You've said that a lot. Because I remember we you know this used to be a stream and that was bad to do it.
Swearing.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do that.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah, Heath got cool.
Just don't say any slurs.
Oh. He's cool now.
Wait, so what are some of the words we can and can't say?
We can't say cunt.
Do you say can?
We cannot.
Oh, okay.
We cannot
That's
say
what it stands for, right?
I think you should list the words we can't say and we bleep every single one so the listeners have no idea what you're saying.
That's funny.
So there's a guy editing like live or?
Yeah, we edit live.
We edit live, but we're not live.
No.
Okay, let's round out the list of top three evil cities and then we'll get into our book.
Prague tops the list of evil cities for sure. Amsterdam is number two. I can't believe it's a real place. Like,
why?
People live there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're pulling at straws here. That was such a weak argument. Yeah.
Number three is Venice. They don't have any cars. It's just all the roads are water.
This guy's scared of water.
It is sinking, but that's because humanity is evil.
Whoa, you just went real broad.
The world is evil.
Okay. You heard it here first.
So we are We Didn't Read It. We didn't read it this week.
Oh, should we say who we are?
Do we look at the camera for this?
Yeah, you can look at the camera. We are doing a rotating cast from now on because our cast is growing. So I'm Julia.
I'm Tommy.
I'm Aiden.
And I'm Ryan.
And this week we didn't read Grapes of Wrath. Is that correct?
Heath, I swear to God, if we cut to you and you're not wearing a full grape costume, I'm going to lose my mind.
Our story takes place in Oklahoma during the Great Depression. Tenement farmers are suffering from droughts, economic hardships, and bank foreclosures. Rumors that there are better opportunities in California begin to circulate. One such farmer, Tom Joad, is released on parole. He's hitchhiking back to his childhood farm when he notices a man sitting under a tree. The man introduces himself as Jim Casey, an ex-preacher who coincidentally baptized Tom as a boy. Casey and Tom walk and talk. They share the reason why Casey gave up preaching and the crime that landed Tom in prison.
Ooh, I got my thumb up at the side of the road. I hope a car picks me up.
Do you need a ride?
Yeah.
Get in.
Wait.
Get the fuck in.
Okay, I'm coming. Okay.
Close the door.
I'll close the door.
We're going to go fast.
Hey, Uberpool, nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
I'm Jink.
You're Jink?
Jink.
Jink and Tom, Jink. Correct?
Yes.
So you guys are going on opposite sides of the country.
Yeah, I'm going to California.
And I'm also going to California.
Okay, so you're not going opposite sides of the country.
But the opposite sides of
California.
Opposite sides of California.
I'm going to be, the tech sector is booming.
Tech center
they
in San Fran?
They just came up with a lot of agricultural stuff.
Okay. I'm going to the middle of California.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to be really stressful
for me. Neither of us are making the traditional California trek to like Hollywood.
No.
Except for...
Hey, is this the Uber pool where just people keep getting in?
Yeah.
You can just keep getting in.
Wait, which one of us is driving right
I'm
now?
Driving.
No, no. I'll take over. No.
Are you going to drive?
No. Give me the keys.
That's how Uber
pool
works.
Well, let me
works.
Pull over and we can see. Well, yeah. I mean, if we're going all the way to California, we should probably take turns. What?
Jersey.
Are you going to Jersey?
Yeah.
You're going to New Jersey. Yeah.
How did we get you? We're going to California.
The app is so early that there are so few rides. That
Guys,
just,
this is the first day of Uber Pool.
I think we might be the only ones using
so
the app.
So we'll go to Jersey first.
Dude, this is going to sound so weird, but did you baptize me?
Wait.
I remember being a baby and you...
Don't tell me.
Putting water on me.
Were you a baby
I was
time?
A baby, yeah.
Okay.
I was a baby when I was baptized.
Not a lot of hair. You had eyes and a little... In nondescript face.
Your fingers were wet?
You're kidding me. That was you.
And you put it on me?
That was the only baptism I ever did. Did you know
You're
that?
You're kidding me.
One and done.
That's crazy.
I was a priest briefly, and then I retired.
This guy baptized one baby. It was me.
You're my golden baby.
I was the golden baby.
Why aren't you a priest anymore?
Well, I just got tired of the politics.
The politics.
Yeah, it was so hard to move up.
You guys are going to kill me.
What?
You guys are going to kill me.
What?
I'm going to Jersey to get baptized.
You're kidding me.
You're kidding me. Yeah.
That's why we're going to Jersey?
Absolutely.
Well, wait, maybe by the time we get there, we'll all be like family kind of and we could celebrate.
We're going to Jersey first?
Wait.
Yeah.
There are two people in this car going to California, one going to New Jersey. And
guys, nobody baptizes people anymore.
This guy does baptisms. He did a baptism.
I did baptism.
He used to.
I don't have it anymore like I used to.
He doesn't have the magic.
He could knock it out of the way to California.
Priests are magic, right? That is how they work. I'm sorry, I'm not religious. I just assumed
That's
you're kind right. of like mm-hmm. a wizard.
I found my guy on an app.
Oh,
you know, the tech sector's booming right now. There's an app for everything.
For baptism?
For finding baptism, local yeah. baptism finder. Yeah. What's yeah, it called?
Yes.
That?
Yes.
Local Baptist.
Yes.
LBF.
Yeah, well, we're still working on the name.
You know where you should go? Technological Center.
So did you get hit on the head when you were getting baptized as a baby?
No. No. No, he didn't. He did not.
Feel free to start driving whenever.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, well, let's make our way to Jersey.
Do you have directions? Because you just...
I know north. So that's where we're going.
Where do we start?
Actually, Oklahoma. We're in Oklahoma. I don't think north was really relevant.
North to Jersey.
Going straight up?
If you follow the sun, I'm pretty sure it takes you north. So I'm just going to trust. And I know you guys don't trust me because I'm a woman. And so I'm just going to follow my instinct, though. Okay? Is that fine? Is that fine? Is that fine?
Nobody answer.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
We're going to Jersey so this guy can get baptized.
We're going north to New Jersey.
Well, I just don't feel comfortable with anybody else baptizing me.
I wouldn't hit you on the head.
Okay.
He wouldn't do that.
Weird to...
Right?
He didn't do that.
Tom Joad and Jim Casey travel north to Jersey and then back to Oklahoma to go to Tom's homestead. When they get there, they realize that it's completely deserted. The family had moved over to Uncle John's house, working in the fields to earn enough money to buy a car to make the journey to California. Grandma Joad welcomes Jim Casey to dinner and asks him to say a prayer despite his insistence that he is no longer a preacher. Also at the dinner table is Rose of Sharon, the family's pregnant daughter.
Please say a prayer.
I don't do that anymore. You know I retired from the game.
Please. You do such good prayers that one time before you dropped that baby.
Grandma.
What?
Don't mention babies. You know I'm nervous because I'm pregnant.
Oh, I'm about sorry. Babies. I don't. Like, I know for some reason you're pregnant and you hate talking about babies.
Grandma,
so
I don't
want to
think about the baby.
And is this the boyfriend?
This young man.
Hey, I'm the boyfriend.
Well, that's a yes.
We're gonna have a baby.
Okay, guys, can we talk about something else now? Is dinner ready?
Dinner's ready. We just have someone has to say the prayer. We can't serve till we say the prayer, and
well,
I can't say the prayer.
I'm out because I retired. What are your excuses?
Well, our prayers are like magic and stuff, right? That's how prayers work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should we have the baby say the prayer?
If you mention the baby one more time, thank you.
I can't say the prayer because I sold my soul to Satan.
Well, for what?
I cook very well.
You did it for cooking?
I am the best chef in Oklahoma.
Were you a really bad cook before?
Yes. I had nothing to offer. And then I sold my soul, so now I am the best chef, and I seduced men by my cooking ability.
Well, let's try. You've brought a beautiful spread, by the way. Let's dig in.
And can we eat in silence?
And we can.
Is that fine?
Let's dig in.
Let's eat.
Okay.
Thud.
Om nom 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 nom.
Neither of them are eating. They're saying om nom nom.
Silence.
They won't speak.
I requested silence and we agreed. Om nom nom nom. It's
We're
good
being
food.
Quiet.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's not talk about the food either. Oh, it's good though.
Where's your boyfriend from?
Jesus. Om nom 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 nom.
Well,
silence.
Well, no one's complimented my cooking yet, so.
This cooking is so good.
Oh, thank you.
Is this milk old?
It's thick milk.
Thud.
Thick milk.
Not even going to try to cover that up?
What?
It's expired.
Yeah. It's good for you. It's good for you. Have you ever heard of, you know, consuming old meats and dairy?
Is that one of the strategies that you retained from your pre-Satan deal cooking
class?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, because if you eat, it's like rubbing, it's like how Dwight Schrute says, rub dirt on your face.
Oh my goodness, your baby.
Wait, so the office in this universe is real. I just want to confirm that.
Yeah, everyone's seen The Office.
Oh my goodness, your baby.
Oh my God, your baby's coming out of your vagina.
But it's just grabbing a bite.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Oh, it just went back
your
in.
Your food's too good.
What's
the
your favorite?
Baby has a full set of teeth.
I
Holy
loved,
shit.
Season 6 was a great episode of The Office.
Are you
oh
okay?
my God.
It looks like the baby was about 4.
Should we pull it out? I don't know what to do.
Push it back in.
Okay.
Push it back in.
Num, 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 num.
The family pushes Rose of Sharon's fetus back inside because it's not done yet. The family then piles into a truck that Paw bought and merges onto Route 66, along with all the other tenement farmers making the journey to California.
This traffic is insane.
I know. It's unbelievable.
I don't mind it. This is my commute was like 3 hours growing up, so.
3 hours to where?
School.
Going to school?
Yeah.
3 hours?
Yeah, I would go once a month.
That's why you talk like that.
Yeah.
The way that you do.
Exactly why. I was a linguistics professor.
Is this bumper to bumper all the way to California?
Pretty much. And we're all driving tractors, so it's taking a very long time.
Yeah, Jesus.
Through the cornfields because there are no roads at this time.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Why are you guys going to California?
To farm.
To farm?
Yes, because to make the money.
Oh, I'm going to become a dancer.
Wait, oh.
What?
Wow.
You're going to become a dancer?
Wow. Can you show us some moves?
That's what LA is for. Pink Pony Club, get on the stage, dance a little, right? I thought that's why everyone was going to LA.
There's a 6-tractor pileup. These people don't know how to drive. I don't even know how you pile up a tractor. They're not moving fast enough.
Hitting the walls. This road this road on the field, it has high walls that we're all driving within. And if you hit the wall fast enough, it will cause a pileup.
Great. Okay, well, now the cop's coming. Should be able to tell us something about what's going on with this pileup.
He's walking through because, you know, his car can't move. He's got a cowbell. He's opening up everyone's windows and giving them
sir?
An update.
Hey, I just noticed you're driving a tractor. What are you, a bunch of farmers?
Is he doing crowd work?
What do you do for a living? Are you two together?
No. I hate these crowd work cops.
No.
Are you two
the
together?
Crowd work cops are so annoying.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a farmer. I'm driving
farmers.
A tractor.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're not at a call
shut the window,
for
shut
bigger
the
things?
I'm going to be a dancer, but then
they
made fun of me.
Oh, you're going to be a dancer. Oh, that's great. You're going to make a lot of money in this economy.
You know, this isn't even creative crowd work. This is just shitting on my dreams. I'm really tired of this. You know, people call this comedy and then they just clip it and they put it out there.
Do you just take whatever we say we're going to do and then just make a sarcastic remark about how it's dumb?
Oh, yeah, that's a great way of thinking about it. Yeah, no, that's smart. This guy, where'd you get this guy?
Oh, put your tip hat away. We're not tipping you.
No, that, I'm sorry. Thank you for coming, but you guys make live comedy possible, so thank you so much. If you could tip five, that'd be great. If you could tip 10, that'd be awesome.
You know how much that's worth right now? You just essentially we have no to tip money. $100.
You guys make live comedy happen, man. And that's really freaking awesome. God, everyone pat yourself on the shoulder. Can everyone pat yourself on the shoulder?
All right,
right now?
You got a lot of tractors to get to. Can you just go to the next one?
Go, Bob. I think there's a couple in the one behind me. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, are you guys together?
No, great. He's gone. And now there's another cut. They're just coming down the line.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. I'm not one of those fun cops. All right, this is going to be business. This
oh, he's a character cop.
Yeah. Okay.
Crowd work or cop.
Somebody give me a suggestion. Give me a place.
Oh, improv. No. Improv cop. Not an improv cop. Shit. Oh, these are worse than the crowd work ones.
Give
okay.
me a disease.
Okay. I don't know. Syphilis.
I hate syphilis.
That's the whole scene.
Ma'am, do you know your taillight's out?
Okay. All right. I don't know. Where's your troupe? You don't have a troupe? Just one man improv?
His tip hat is so big. It's so big. That's ridiculous.
And invisible. He's just pretending to hold the...
You can't imagine to fill that.
Please, if you could tip 20, 30 bucks.
Oh, my God.
That's the equivalent of about $300.
This what are you, an economist?
I hope to be one day. What are you going to do with that?
Here you go. Here's some money.
Oh, thank you, other
cops. Oh, the cops are tipping each other.
Thank you. Now, anyone else want to join in?
Oh, great. The traffic's clearing up. Okay, we're going to get out of here.
No, hang on. We have one more cop.
Did you cause the pile up to do crowd work?
Everyone, roll down your windows. Just put it in park. We got a few.
Oh, God.
We got a bunch more cops coming.
I hate this live cop comedy.
Everybody, this is an open mic. You're going to be listening to a lot of new material for the first time. And some of it might not be great. But remember, this is a donation-based show. So whatever you think is worth at the end, pay it.
A line of state troopers forms in the middle of the road.
The state troopers continue to practice their tight five at the motorist's expense. And as the family crosses the state line into California, Grandma Jo dies. The first stop is a Hooverville camp, where the Jode family experiences the labor issues firsthand. One such farmer overhears an exploitative landowner saying he's not going to pay the wages he's promised, and he goes to try to alert the other workers. A sheriff tries to stop the whistleblower and aims at him with a pistol. Jim Casey shoves the sheriff, saving the whistleblower, but results in Jim Casey's arrest. The Jode family tries to adjust to this new setting.
You're arrested.
Darn it.
Show's over. We're cops again.
Try to stop that man from shooting that other man, and you can't do that.
I get arrested for trying to stop him from shooting someone?
Yeah.
Can you talk to the guy who's trying to shoot?
Ow! My eye! Hey, there's a guy who hit me in the eye.
See, you very gently hit him, and that's against the law.
Poked him in the eye to stop him.
Yeah, but that's the mayor's son.
I'm the mayor's son, his favorite police officer. My job is to shoot people who are snitches.
See how good of a police officer he is? He knows exactly what his job
is. He's our favorite. He's so straightforward. Yeah. He really doesn't mince words.
So the cops out here are corrupt?
Just because they have dreams other than being a cop?
Yeah, they're allowed to dream.
I did see that on the way in, the cop thing. It has a very well-painted mural that says we're allowed to dream.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
and
the,
we also accept we accept money.
Yeah.
That's the California PD's slogan, and it's what we teach in most of cop education is, you know, harnessing your dreams and passions.
So most of you are just using this in the way actors would use, like, a waiter job?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Being a cop in California, we say it's 40% luck and 60% dream.
Yeah. And a little gun.
There's the gun. Look at how small the gun is.
It does look tiny. Now that I'm seeing that, I realize he probably wouldn't have done any damage had he shot him.
You didn't need to punch me.
Exactly. We use, like, toy guns because we're really just about the arts.
Can I ask what you all want to do?
I would like to be an abstract performance artist. As in plays and slam poetry.
Yawn.
Okay, rude. Doesn't get art, clearly.
Okay.
ideally in a perfect world, you know, I'd love to direct, but, just sort of, you know, there's the market of the whole short film to, you know, sort of festival, the pipeline.
Cop that doesn't short exist film. Anymore.
It's all, you gotta build your own following now.
So you two both got pretty normal careers.
That's why we joined the Academy. I think it's pretty clear.
And I gotta ask what the third one, probably something pretty normal, right? That you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to write short stories.
Great. So you all do want to do pretty normal stuff.
I have to ask, are your career goals what you might consider not normal? Or
some might say it's a little wacky. Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
I want to wrangle fish.
Fish wrangler?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing
you
I've ever heard.
You know how cowboys get on their horse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoosh. With a rope?
Hold on.
I'm going to wrangle fish like that.
Fisherman. You want to be a fisherman.
No.
He wants to be a fisherman.
He wants to be a fisherman. Fish.
With a net?
With a net. Dude.
Fisherman.
No.
On a boat?
No, I'm going to do it in the water.
You're going to be in the water?
Be in the water.
What kind
fully of... Fully submerged the whole time. I'm thinking I'm going to live on the bottom of the ocean.
Scuba.
You said I'm allowed to dream.
Okay.
All right, so what's the deal? Am I arrested or am I getting out of this?
Have you ever thought about being a cop?
You should be a cop.
Should I become a cop to chase my dream of being a fish wrangler?
It probably will help.
It's a lot of research. It's 40% luck, 60% dreams.
You're allowed to dream.
Where do I sign up? So I'm going from being arrested to being...
That's how we got almost everyone here, yeah.
It's a little bit like Jehovah's Witness.
Is this how you get most of them?
Yeah. We're all criminals.
Okay. What are you all in for? Probably something pretty wacky, right?
I ran through a playground with my car. It was an accident, but I was making a TikTok where it was like, what happens if I drive blindfolded?
You're making a what?
A TikTok.
A what?
TikTok.
What's that?
It's short story production.
This guy thinks
it's
cool.
Coming up in the tech industry. It's yeah. pretty new.
Did you know that the tech industry is booming
tech
right
industry
now in California?
Is pretty much booming.
Jim Casey joins the force and the Joad family struggles to find work. They manage to find jobs on a peach plantation as scabs. Upset by this, Jim Casey becomes a labor organizer and tries to recruit farmers into his union. The next morning, the landowner announces that the pay rate will be cut in half. Jim Casey leads a strike to protest this, and as a result, he is struck and killed by a pickaxe-wielding strikebreaker. Tom Joad kills Jim's attacker and flees the scene.
Hey, what the heck is with this? They took half of our money away. What the heck is about this?
I think we should do something about it.
I'm going to protest.
And we're all right there with you. We're going to be out there. We're going to be fighting.
I just don't understand where all this dissidence is coming from. After all we have done for you.
Nobody appreciates what we do.
And I'm pissed off because, you know, remember the pizza party last month?
Mm.
You know how many smiles I saw on faces after that?
Mm-hmm.
We were not smiling. We were just opening our mouths so we could eat.
And that came out of pocket.
You gave us pizza out of your pocket.
It
was disgusting.
Out of pocket.
Yeah, it had lint.
You know how hard it was to carry that?
It was one piece of pizza for 159 workers.
I had to take out my Rolex watches out of my pockets to put the pizza into my
Which
pockets.
It's such a nice move.
It's such a nice gesture. No one appreciated that.
We happen to be cutting the budget in half so we can divert some of the money to the arts program. Okay?
The arts.
We're doing good. We're benefiting the community by bringing the arts to the people.
This is propaganda.
We're going to have painting classes for all
God,
the farmers.
I should have never worked here knowing the motto of this place.
What's the motto?
We can all be painters.
None of us are painters.
But you could be. You could be a painter.
Remember the old motto? It was, you have to be a painter.
So we're getting more loose with it, okay? We heard your complaints. We read the surveys. Everybody was like, we don't all want to be painters. So, you know, you may be a painter.
But then we diverted half of the funding to it.
Yeah, because we think that will benefit the people. We can do better work.
Also, did you even tell them what the funding specifically is funding within the painting program?
We're going on field trips.
One guest speaker.
So there seems to be a bit of a disconnect with the board.
Who's the guest speaker?
I thought we agreed on field trips.
Oh.
Did you already book a speaker?
I booked a speaker.
Who?
Oh, I didn't look who it was.
You just booked a random speaker.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tell me it's not one of the cop artists.
Oh, he's here now. This is perfect
timing,
actually.
Oh, my God.
Sit down. Shut up.
I'm so happy to be here. We're going to do we're going to have a great time together, you and I.
I love this direction.
I would like to take one person up on stage to start.
Do we have any volunteers? Do not be rude. You might have to volunteer, guys.
This guy.
What?
I think I see a volunteer over here.
Let's push him up.
You
on
cut
the
our
stage.
Wages in half for this?
You guys.
He's
physical bit happening.
He's straddling his chair for
I'm
those.
Straddling my chair. I was your age once.
Oh my God.
How old is he? I think
Are
he's
you talking directly to me on stage.
If everyone else could sit down, shut up.
Their faces are 3 inches apart from each other.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, wait, hang on. I was never your age. I need someone much
Oh, he's younger,
younger
than 20?
Much younger.
Do we have any younger volunteers who can come up on stage?
I'm a young farmer. I'll come
oh,
on
Oh, little
stage.
Betty Ann wants
get
to come
on,
on
get
stage.
Get on up here, Betty Ann.
Okay.
I love two name women.
Betty Ann. I don't like how close you're breathing on my
he
face.
He has coffee breath.
I don't like this.
She shouldn't know those fumes.
I was your age once, Betty Ann. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay, she said she was 12.
I'm not going to ask someone else to come up
on
stage.
Oh, he's younger than 12, guys. Who vetted him?
It was me.
Who vetted him?
All right, you can go sit down and shut up, Betty
me?
Ann.
Me? Oh, okay.
I love you.
Thank you, Betty
great.
Ann.
I'm confused. Was I hypnotized or something? He didn't do anything.
Wasn't Betty Ann hilarious, everyone?
I'm so confused.
Wasn't that so embarrassing for her?
Oh, he's backing off stage. He's trying to just take the money and get out of here. You can tell.
I feel like he didn't prepare a speech.
So I was a cop and... sucker! Get your hand!
Oh my God.
Just ran off
the
stage.
That's the guy who voices the Tasmanian devil.
Whoa!
Cops are really
Wait, that's
entertainment.
Pretty cool.
Pretty good booking.
Pretty good. And there he goes. He's on his way.
We'd
with
say
the tip
that
jar.
Was worth his money, right? I'm yeah. shaking my pickaxe in celebration. Woo! Oh, it slipped. Right. Ow!
Oh, you killed him again!
The celebratory pickaxe waving costs Jim Casey his life. Tom Joad, wanted for murder, bids his ma farewell, and vows to advocate for the oppressed, inspired by Jim Casey's sacrifice. The family moves on to a cotton plantation. Upon its birth, Rose of Sharon's baby is stillborn.
Aww.
Tragedy strikes again when a flood forces the family to leave their shelter and seek higher ground. In the last chapter of the book, the family happens upon an old barn. Inside, they find a boy and his father. His father is dying of starvation. Ma Joad realizes this and wordlessly communicates to Rose of Sharon to breastfeed the man.
Rosa. Rosa.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm dying.
Guys.
Oh, I'm so parched.
You know I don't like talking about anything baby related. I'm not.
I understand.
It makes me uncomfortable.
The cows are dead.
We could save him.
It's just
take your tits out.
Do you guys have any milk?
And save
feels
him.
Weird. It feels like it feels cold.
What feels cold?
When older people do it.
My lips are so chapped and cold.
We
He's
could
leaning
save
into
a life.
It.
They are bleeding.
Guys, I'm so uncomfortable whenever people talk about birth or
Why?
Breastfeeding.
Why you
or
get so weird about when we ask you to breastfeed adults? Why do you get so
I
weird about it?
I prefer the babies.
I just had a cookie. Now I am so thirsty. I need some milk.
See?
He's not dying. He just clearly wants... He's
my mouth is so dry with chocolate chips.
Grandma.
I did it. I've saved many people.
Who did you save?
I saved... Well, it may have been... They weren't dying. It was more just for fun.
And for money. Be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's
it
what
was
I thought.
For money.
Right. Well, how much are we talking money-wise here?
It was not a lot of money.
How about right now?
Right now? This would be for free because you could save him.
See, I just get so uncomfortable, baby-related
hey.
Topics.
Hey, come over here. I have a secret to tell you.
He's gonna... He's
At least
gonna,
talk to him.
I have a secret to tell you.
He's gonna make me breastfeed him,
I
guys.
Have a secret to tell you.
What?
Okay,
what
right,
old
fine.
Man?
I'm coming over. Hi. Yep. What? Hi. What's the secret?
I'm so thirsty.
You already made that public knowledge very clear.
Do you have anything that I could drink?
I could spit in your mouth.
No. Okay, I'll try it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Ew!
Oh, good news. Good news. I just came back from town and I have water. Plenty of water for all to drink.
That's really good news. Wow.
But I don't like water.
You don't like water?
I'm okay. kind of not into water.
Oh, well, if you don't like, well, good news. I also have fresh milk.
Oh!
Oh, well, that's perfect.
What animal?
Cow.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, okay. So you probably wouldn't, then you probably would not be into, you know, my services anyways.
Cow lactose. I'm not into cow lactose.
You're not into cow, so you just don't like how it tastes.
It does bad, yeah, it's evil.
He sounds much better now. I think.
Yeah, you sound better. Yeah. Your son hasn't said anything also. He's just been kind of like staring at us in the corner.
Are you serious? It was a stillbirth. That's so insensitive.
Oh my God, I forgot. I'm so sorry.
You thought he was just being rude?
I just thought, what a weird kid. It's now odd.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the old man's fine. The kid's dead. It's all too bad.
Are you dismissing everyone and ending this book?
Come on. I'm so thirsty.
I'm wrapping up.
Well, I'm glad I won and I didn't have to breastfeed. All right, fine.
Yes.
You get 10 seconds.
Okay. Arr.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. He's really,
we all saw that
he's
bite, right?
Really latched on. That's...
Oh, get off. Get off. Get off. He's not. I'm trying to shake him off. He's not
There's
getting off.
Blood. It's awful.
The old man is nursed back to health, and now you know all about the Grapes of Wrath.
Nice.
Wow.
That's crazy. That breastfeeding thing feels like it would happen in like The Handmaid's Tale or something.
Or New Girl.
It was the final gesture of altruism from people who have nothing to those who have less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. That's interesting.
It's like the great American novel.
That, and it won a Pulitzer Prize, the Nobel Prize.
That one I actually didn't read. I don't know. I don't even think it was on a reading list of mine. Is that possible?
If it was, it would be 11th or 12th grade.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so.
Was that, it was the Dust Bowl? Was that
yes.
the period?
Yeah. All the sharecroppers had nowhere to go.
Should we talk about FDR for a while? Should we do FDR history and facts for a little bit? I think we're all pretty knowledgeable about FDR,
right? We're all pretty
FDR,
revved up,
right?
For FDR.
Was he during that period?
He was during that period. Well, he came in towards the end of that period after Hoover, and he really turned things around with the New Deal.
Bro, during the Bermuda Triangle episode, we did the sinking of the USS Cyclops, and I tried to surprise them with FDR announcing that the ship was lost, and they were like, skip, so I'm so glad you're here.
I'm going to try to integrate FDR into every single episode from
you,
now on.
You let Why? Us know in the comments if you guys want that.
Would you guys let an old man breastfeed off of you?
Probably not, because I would, in that hypothetical situation, I'd be like, you're old, you're gonna die.
You know, FDR actually used to go to this place in upstate New York this spring where he believed that if he bathed in the water, it would cure his polio. It's a true story.
Where in upstate New York?
It's some sort of spring.
Ryan has polio.
Spring.
He wants to get in there.
Where might one find that?
It was something springs.
Did it work?
Did he survive?
Well, he did until he did not.
Oh, okay.
He almost made it through World War II, though.
Uh-huh.
When did he start?
When did he start living?
Yeah.
Late 18s.
When did he get polio?
Late 40s, late 30s.
And he died in his...
No. I think he had polio for a while, but like it really started catching up to him, you know?
History is very interesting, and I haven't felt that way until like 2 months ago.
When you started learning about FDR.
You caught the bug. I think everyone, I feel like as people get older, they reach a certain age where it's like, I like history now.
Totally. Mm. I think because when you're young, you're thinking so much about the future that you're like, why would I think about what's behind me? Like, I barely know what's ahead of me. And now it's like, I don't know, it gives a lot of perspective. There's a lot of interesting stuff.
What's your favorite?
That was a very open-ended question. I like that. You just said, what's
Anyone
your favorite?
Can answer.
I like Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah, okay.
He was...
He's a stoic.
This guy loves the movie Gladiator.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the Gladiator.
Oh, you would if you would like.
But I love
Marcus
it.
Aurelius, then you would be all that.
Okay, I'll watch
Father
it.
To one of the worst Roman emperors. This makes me sound like I'm a history guy.
Yes,
you do sound like
you're
a history
giving
guy.
Off major.
Tommy,
history
what's
guy?
Your favorite?
Bob Dylan.
Pre or post band?
All the time.
I feel like a lot of comedians, or maybe it's just comedians I've met, are into history. I feel like there's a lot of crossover there.
Sure. Yeah. Well, hey. Conan.
Nobody's Scary is in this period, so they're going cross country, but it's like before maps, GPS, etc. And also, like, you probably don't know anyone else that's gone to California, so you're just going.
You can't DM anybody.
Can't
be like,
DM anyone.
No, you just like you go and you just go to auditions and you just throw it all out there.
It's
yeah,
so unknown. Know?
Exactly.
Your boss tries to underpay you. You try to rat him out, and then a cop shoots you
with a pickaxe.
Yeah, also,
shoot you with a pickaxe.
No phone.
Just to circle back to that, no phone.
No phone.
We should really go back to that. God, that was...
Colin Quinn's special was very good. I watched it last night, and it was very much about phones, and I think we should all watch it.
I don't think there's ever been anything that's more up your alley.
What? A Colin Quinn special about how phones are evil?
Yeah.
He did a whole bit. Can I explain a bit really quickly? Is that annoying? I'm going to do it.
20 seconds.
Okay. He explained a bit where he compared Apple, the company, to the apple that Eve eats in the story of creation, where it gives us all the knowledge we've ever wanted, but it ruins the world. And it's literally the perfect bit and makes so much sense. And he was like, there's no way Steve Jobs did not name Apple after the apple in the Bible.
Steve Jobs named Apple after the Beatles company, Apple Corp.
And Colin Quinn goes...
It was a massive lawsuit. There were three lawsuits.
But Colin Quinn goes, why would he name a company after another company? That could not have been the reason. It must have been the Bible.
Have you guys ever eaten apple?
I've heard about this.
Yes.
Yeah, they're pretty delicious when you put peanut butter on them.
Have you had the red one by the same name?
Yeah. Yeah, the red delicious apple?
That's exactly right.
Did you have the grandmother one?
I know.
Mrs. Smith?
Favorite apples, and then we're going to wrap up.
Honey Crisp.
Worm with a worm in it.
Obviously Honey Crisp.
I Honey Crisp as well, I think.
Is this everyone's opinion that they need to be crisp? Like crisp and cold.
Yeah, you don't want them to be mushy.
No, mushy apples.
Hot
bad.
And mushy.
Oh, yeah, what?
That's applesauce.
We're all in agreement here.
I love applesauce, though.
I love, I don't know, I don't want this, this is a crime, but I like to go to and get Honey Crisp apples and then ring them up as Cortland apples.
Because they're cheaper?
They're 2/3 the price.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't think that's the worst crime.
I think there are worse crimes, yeah.
I feel like that's okay.
Name one worse crime.
Can't. Think that's
I'm really bad at swallowing pills. I cannot swallow pills, and it's much easier to swallow a pill if you hide it in applesauce than if you hide it in an apple.
That sounds like a metaphor or something.
You gotta mush up the problems in your life, pound them down, and then hide the bad stuff in all the good stuff.
Yep.
So that's what we've learned today on We Didn't Read It. I don't know if any of that's going to make the cut.
I like that we ended this Grapes of Wrapped episode talking about apples.
So close.
We will be back next week with a slightly different variation of people.
Who's going to be back?
We don't even know yet. So we'll see. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We Didn't Read It, and also American High Shorts and College Life. And frick yeah.
And make sure to have a great day.
Although a lot of you watch this at night. So for those of you watching this at night,
I don't know what to tell you.
You should go to bed. Go to bed, man.
It's late.
A lot of people comment that they it comes out at midnight. And so they're like, oh my God, I was going to sleep, but I'm going to stay up and watch this. So freaking go to bed right now. Sleep is so important.
Or move, to California so that you get 3 hours earlier.
Yeah, if you move to California, watch it and move back, you actually save time.
And you also live where the Grapes of Wrath took place and all those atrocities happened.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. So,
get pregnant.
Yeah, don't get pregnant. Pregnancy is, we don't want that. Anyway, all right, bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.